So let me ask you guys something. Zeke Elliott, is he the best running back in football?
Yes.
Okay. And if he's not, he's the second best. Okay? He's one or two. How much did the line move with the news today?
None, if anywhere, maybe a half point.
I mean, and look, we know quarterbacks are only shifting the lines for the most part, but, I mean, with Zeke is so good and it doesn't move the line at all, like that's tells us a lot, doesn't it? So, you know, again, this just goes back to running back value and how easily replaceable the position is. It's not easy to replace Zeke in particular, but to get the type of production, you know, at 40% of your offense or 35% of your offense, that's where I think the key is. I mean, I think you should be throwing the football 65 to 70% of the time. The Cowboys last year were closer to 50-50, which is that's the reason they had one of the bottom three offenses in the NFL. Ask your question for line. I mean, I don't think the Giants are very good. The Cowboys are awfully talented. I know that, you know, a lot of people have picked them at, you know, just over eight wins, somewhere between eight and nine wins. I think that's probably close. They were certainly, in terms of some of those analytics that look at, you know, future performance, you know, they certainly don't – it doesn't bode well for them in terms of winning close games, in terms of some other things. So I don't know that they're going to get back to where they were last year, but the Giants are not a very good football team. I mean, Eli Manning is – he's probably hurting their line. I think if Daniel Jones – we're starting, they'd probably, the Giants would probably get more points than they're getting. It's in Dallas, you know, with Zeke, that would be a shot in the arm. I would say easily take the Cowboys to cover this game.
So we saw Jared Goff get $110 million in guaranteed money. How does that affect Dak Prescott and his future negotiations here with Dallas?
You know, it's really interesting because that's right around the number that he's reportedly turned down. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Cowboys can franchise tag him next year at $32 million. They can franchise tag him again the following year at $38 million. You know, the reports are that he wanted somewhere around $40 million. I'm not buying that, but let's say, for the argument's sake, he wants $38 million. Right? I mean, if you're the Cowboys, you're probably willing to kick the can down the road a little bit to kind of make him prove it, especially with a first-year offensive coordinator, a 30-year-old, and Kellen Moore calling plays for the first time in his career. There's some unknowns there. Now, look, the Cowboys, everything that I've heard from them, everything internally, like they're sold on Dak. He's the guy. They have no questions about that, and so they wanted to pay him. And everything we heard was they were going to pay him by training camp. But I think the reason that they didn't is because they thought they could get him somewhere between 30 and 32, and that clearly wasn't the case. So I think their expectations were, hey, we can give him something around the range that was what Carson Wentz and Jared Goff were getting, and, you know, and be happy with that. And then I think, you know, he wanted more, and now they're saying, well, there's no reason to pay more today when we still have control over him next year if we wanted it, you know, $32 million. So, you know, again, I heard was that they would have him signed by training camp, and here we are. He's not signed, and the season's about to start. So, but look, I have, as most do, my question marks about him. And again, I do think part of the issue has been the offense. Scott Linehan is not the most inventive offensive coordinator. I think some of the, you know, tendencies running the ball on first down, you know, personnel packages, they were very obvious in what they were doing based on their personnel. They just had this idea of, we're going to line up and beat you because we're better at executing our stuff than you are at stopping it, even if you know it's coming. And that's just not... That's not smart. That's not what the smart coaches are doing today. You know, they are camouflaging. They're presenting different personnel packages. They're doing different things to mix it up and pre-snap motion. Lots of different things to window dressing. It's not the plays. It's everything else. You know, that's what Kansas City does. It's what Los Angeles does. It's what the Rams do. It's what the Patriots do. So, you know, they just have not had very much of a modern offense. So they're hoping, like, the buzzword now with most teams is modernizing the offense, and so we'll see how much that pays off. I would argue that Dak Prescott is anywhere between the 14th best quarterback in the NFL right now and the 18th best quarterback, depending on who you argue with. So, you know, a 14th best quarterback in the league is pretty good. 18th is replaceable. So what he does this year, I think, depends a lot on where you think he is and what his ceiling is. But look, he's got a skill set. No doubt about that. He's got accuracy issues, no doubt about that. And been inconsistent, but he does have a lot of those close wins we talked about. They won a lot of close games last year because Dak Prescott made plays down the stretch to win them game. So, I mean, there's an it factor to him. He's a great leader. He's got a lot of qualities you want. He's kind of the opposite of Tony Romo. It's really weird. It's like if you combine him with Romo, you'd have, like, I don't know, Brady, I guess, maybe. Probably not. But you'd have a really good quarterback is what you'd have.